Patrick Henry, Tom Paine, Clarence Darrow, Marv Albert? That last name isn't one you'd expect to hear in an honor roll of those who've held a torch for freedom of speech. Mr. Albert is the sports announcer who is almost as renowned for being mocked on Saturday Night Live. He has a voice that could boil coffee. He has hair that could have its own show on Animal Planet. He once figured in a famous sex scandal. He is also enormously popular. Whether or not they know it, anyone who enthuses, "Yes! Yes!" is mimicking Marv Albert. Mr. Albert has announced New York Knicks basketball games for 35 years. This week, he did not renew his contract with the Madison Square Garden Network, which is owned by Cablevision, which also owns the Knicks. Now, the Knicks have not had good years recently. Mr. Albert has been vocal about their failures and fulsome in his praise for opposing players who dazzle when they play in Madison Square Garden. James Dolan, the chief executive of MSG Cablevision, was reportedly infuriated by Mr. Albert's raspy candor. It didn't harm attendance. Season's tickets are now so expensive, most people wouldn't pass up a seat in Madison Square Garden to watch a cat bring up a hairball. But when MSG executives put a clause in Mr. Albert's new contract prohibiting him from criticizing the team, he said, "No, no. We're being told not to deal with certain things that were negative," Mr. Albert told the New York Post. "You can't do that. When a team is playing bad, you have to be able to say there are turnovers, bad shots, or negative statistics. Or, we might add, you have to be able to say that a player might be tired because he just came back from a court appearance where he was charged with assault, rape, or drug abuse. It's getting so that you need Nina Totenberg at courtside to cover sports completely." Now, it would be overblown to think the First Amendment is threatened by the parting between MSG and Marv Albert. He will continue to broadcast national basketball and football games and will probably sign on with another team. Marv Albert doesn't have a constitutional guarantee to be the voice of the New York Knicks in perpetuity. As Dave Checketts, a former Knicks executive, told the New York Daily News this week, an owner has a right not to pay a guy a zillion dollars to rip him. But young people who may follow sports more closely than the rest of the news may learn, from Marv Albert's example this week, that a man or woman who signs your paycheck doesn't buy your conscience or your silence. Sometimes a conscientious man or woman just has to say, "No, thanks," instead of,
"Yes, yes."
And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me. Don't try to change me. Anyway, you don't know.